The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind. That's the program, folks. What's on your mind? Hi there. Hello and welcome. Glad you got the radio locked in on us today for another edition of the program. My name is Scott Hinnon. Mr. Todd Mitchell's alongside me here. And,
hello.
We are in Stanley, North Dakota today. Stanley, North Dakota. That's right. Doing a little oil patch tour today. Stanley, tomorrow Tioga, and on Thursday Watford City. And how about this? I just found out yesterday, Friday, we'll be at the opening of the new Shield store in North Dakota. That's Grand Forks, North Dakota. Shields is expanding in Grand Forks and unveiling a brand new store. There's always an adventure going to a Shield store, so that's Friday. So kind of a road warrior for you this week and enjoying it very much. A little later on in this program today, we're going to do a debate on something you've read about in the news, that is the legal challenge of North Dakota's definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman. That's something North Dakota voters put in the Constitution some time ago. That's being challenged now in court. Last state in the union to get a challenge on it, and it's happening here. We're going to hear from both sides of that and hopefully have a respectful, a robust debate on the issue. Barry Nelson, chair of the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition, supports the legal challenge and hopes it changes. And Tom Fryer, executive director of the North Dakota Family Alliance, says we've got it right just like it is right now. We're also going to talk about the sage grouse potentially being on the endangered species list. And folks, right now, that's being decided. That issue is being decided as we speak. And it's one of these issues where, you might feel like you're drinking from a fire hose of, open water rule from the EPA, coal rules from the EPA, all the different things that are being thrown at you. But I can't emphasize enough how important it is to engage in these issues, because if we don't, things are going to change in a big, big way, and certainly they will for our ag community if the sage grouse ultimately is part of the endangered species listing. So we're going to dig into that with Pete Hannibut of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today on the program as well. I want you, before the end of the program, to meet Danita Bai. And Danita is a native of Stanley, North Dakota, who's moved back with her husband here, and they came from the Twin Cities. Successful business down in the Twin Cities, have uprooted that and moved to Stanley, North Dakota. And I think they represent a good example of the pioneer spirit of people who are really doing amazing things. And that's kind of what's on my mind today, and I want to start there for a little bit here today. And you can agree with me, you can disagree with me, but I'd love it if you just engage in this part of the discussion. First of all, the statistics are everywhere. North Dakota's economy grew by just about 10% last year, fastest in the nation for the fourth straight year. Another stat I saw recently, 10 years ago, if you looked at population trends in North Dakota, either negative or stagnant, right? Either going backwards in places or just flat. Now, the Census Bureau says that half of the 10 fastest growing areas of the country are located here in North Dakota. Why? There's just two stats of many that are out there. Why is that? Well, largely what's different in that time is the oil production. And we have a milestone being celebrated tomorrow in Tioga. I hope you take it in. We'll be there broadcasting live from the Million Barrel, Million Thanks event. And it's an appropriate term, I think, thanks. I'm not sure enough of us North Dakotans who don't put our head on the pillow at night in the Bakken understand the sacrifices of those who do. And there's two folks really that deserve our thanks, two segments of folks that deserve our thanks, in my view, for what's happening here. You want another stat? You know what 1 million barrels of oil deposits in the coffers of North Dakota every single day? $11 million. So whether it is the fastest growing economy, whether it is contributing mightily to, the state of North Dakota, whether it is, the population growth, which has residual benefits for so many. There's a lot going on here. But if you live in Bismarck, Mandan, Minot, or, you know, Fargo, Grand Forks, you know, pick your town. And not necessarily the major metropolitan cities either. Devil's Lake, you know, Wahpeton. You have a lot of things that they don't have right now in the patch. And these folks are pioneers. The two groups I think that deserve the most of our thanks, if we were to walk a mile in their shoes, are, number one, lifelong residents here. Because there is obviously an influx that's creating everything I just described of people to be able to meet the needs of an industry. So, number one, if you lived here all your life, you're going, okay, there was my world, and now look at this. What is happening? And trust me, there's good things about it, but it's different. It's change, okay? And if you are coming here to help make this happen from a different place, for instance, I'm right now today broadcasting live from Frontier Village. Frontier Village is a affordable housing development in Stanley, North Dakota, just off Highway 2, you know, probably a quarter mile off Highway 2 to the north. From the Cashwise Food location on the west end of Stanley. But this is a new development, all right? Think of that first, second, third, fourth home in the development wherever you live and where it started. There's streets and curbs, but there's empty lots and there's, you know, activity going around and there's everything. There also is, you know, an enormous amount of people that, you know, don't have a home that you and I think of as a home that are, you know, in temporary housing or in a crew camp or trying to find a place to be able to bring their families here. It's the Wild West. It's homesteaders. They're essentially homesteading all over again, and we're the beneficiaries in every corner of North Dakota. I don't think they get the thanks they deserve, quite honestly. I think we sort of take for granted all the good that comes from folks that are outside without necessarily understanding what it is to live here, where they, you know, don't have a lot of the things that we take for granted. I mean, they're building schools, they're adding on to schools, and that's happening here, unlike it's happening anywhere else in America right now. But that's disruptive. That's change. There are, you know, somebody once said they need more of everything here, and they do, to be able to get ahead of this. What I believe they need more than anything is a sense of community and a sense of the things that we take for granted every single day. Life in Bismarck and Mandan and Fargo, Moorhead and Grand Forks and East Grand Forks and, you know, even Minot, very different than it is right in the middle of communities like Stanley and Watford City and Williston and Tioga and, you know, Dickinson and these communities that are on the tip of the spear of all this. So I think it would benefit us to walk a mile in their shoes a little bit, but I also believe thank them because it takes a pioneer spirit. And I'd also ask not to necessarily think about what you know of the oil patch by what you hear and read and see from others. But, Randy, actually, you know, come up here. And a couple of great opportunities to do that. Tomorrow, Tioga, the Million Barrel Celebration, you know, starts at doors open at 10, festivities at 11, but free air tour of the community. There's a community barbecue. You get a really chance to, you know, museum so you can understand the oil play and how that's evolved over the years from the 50s to the 80s to what's different now. Tell that story a little bit. Actually take a bus tour out to the Clarence Iverson well. Thursday, by the way, we're going to be in Watford City and they're doing their centennial. So perfect opportunity, even if you can't make it during the week, to come up over the weekend and take it all in. But I think that also is a good thing. Rather than read about it and hear these stats, come see it and understand how it's different. But I believe that these folks really deserve our thanks. Lifelong residents and the newcomers that are contributing to all these things that are the talk of the world. I mean, the 1 million barrel milestone is, it's almost impossible to overstate the significance of that when you think, okay, only 10 basins, 10 plays, to use an oil term vernacular, in the world that are of that equivalent, ever. I mean, only 5 states have ever done it, and only 2 are doing it now, us and Texas, but only 5 ever. It's only 19 countries have ever produced that level. So, you know, the significance of that, it doesn't come without real challenges in building communities, which ultimately they're getting to. I don't want to make this negative at all. because it's coming, it's happening. But anyway, as you can tell, a lot is on my mind in that regard today, and more than anything, if you hear nothing else, I'd love you to think a little bit about what it takes to make that happen, what it takes to make all those statistics happen, and not think necessarily about an oil company or an oil field service company, but think about an individual and their families and you know, what they are sacrificing to be part of this and be on the tip of that spear and, you know, live in a little bit of a hectic pace, a different pace, and don't have things that we take for granted in other places to take advantage of as well. So agree or disagree, want to hear from you. That's what's on my mind today. Now, question is, what's on yours? 800-228-0550 is that telephone number to let us know. 701-258-0550. Email's welcome. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, on our Facebook page as well.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Village in Stanley, North Dakota today. By the way, if you're looking for affordable housing, I'd give them a call. $3,000 to $5,000 down, about $1,000 a month, depending on you on two bedroom, four bedroom. You know, a little more for less, obviously, square footage. More if you want more amenities and some of the other bells and whistles. But about that $1,000 a month range, and that is truly affordable housing. when you're talking about a community like Stanley, about 50-some miles from Minot, but 70-some miles from Williston, pretty centrally located here, 701-628-1215, or look for the signs along Highway 2 just north of Cashwise Foods, about a quarter of a mile, half mile. Lake right off Highway 2. I didn't even notice that. Driven by that a million times, never seen the lake. But anyway, it's Frontier Village in Stanley, North Dakota, 701-628-1215. Gets you right to the open house. They do open houses on Saturdays as well. Do you agree with me that folks that are contributing in the way they are to our economy, our energy security, our population growth, fastest growing economy, lowest job employment, deserve our thanks? You know, when do we ever thank somebody that lives somewhere else about anything? But I'm feeling a sense of gratitude today for people that are willing to pull up their roots, come here, and the reason we have the growth is so many people are coming here. Obviously, they're taking advantage of job opportunities. They're getting paid, but people get paid every day in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, and Grand Forks and East Grand Forks that don't necessarily endure the hectic pace and the lack of some amenities that are on the pioneers. Agree or disagree with that? Let me know at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to talk with us live on the air today. Also, we're going to, at the bottom of the hour, engage in a debate on the legal challenge to the definition of marriage in North Dakota. Look forward to that, as well as the sage-grouse debate. Should it be on the endangered species list? All of those topics coming up today on the program. Here's Kathy in Fargo. What's on your mind today, Kathy?
Hi, Scott. I'm not going to give you my last name, but we know each other. Anyway, I just have a question. My son works in the oil fields in Texas, and this finds great. I mean, wonderful, even North Dakota. How do I get ever maybe a North Dakota one? Or I want a calendar that has oil fields in it and oil wells, and, you know, anybody can help me out on that?
A calendar that would have some of the scenes. You know, Renee Mitchell is just an extraordinary photographer who does some of the most incredible work. We have actually in our studio one of her photos is just a great work. And I don't know if any of them have ever been turned into a calendar or not. And I'll try and find that out for you. Just to be able to, the scenes, the photo work is just absolutely incredible. They really have done the great work. But I honestly don't know if
I've even logged on to a website saying, like, you know, calendar oil fields, and I don't know, maybe I just haven't done it right, but I haven't had much luck, so I just thought maybe you could help me out, and if you find one, bring me one, and I will gladly pay you for it.
All right, well, I'll keep an eye out, and I'd also encourage you to check out ReneeMitchell.com and her galleries, and see if you can find anything there. I know there's plenty of photos there. I just don't know whether or not there's an actual calendar. But if I do, I'll keep a lookout for sure. Okay.
Okay. Renee Mitchell.
ReneeMitchell.com. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Kathy. Yep. Thank
bye-bye.
You very much. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break that Todd took on the sage grouse issue. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
On the sage grouse. The endangered species list. 40 years ago, we went hunting for sage grouse, and it'd only be probably open for a week or so, and we'd have to drive over to Harden County to get them, and you'd go hunt, and you might get one or two, and that was it, and then you quit. But there was hardly any sage grouse back in 40 years ago, and there's no more than now than there was then, and there's probably no less than what there is. All the endangered species list is going to do is take land away from people when they put it on there, because if you find a sage grouse on there, they're going to take it away or shut you down from using your land. And if people think that that's going to help the sage grouse population better, it's not, because predators are what kill them more than anything, and it's not the hunters, because the hunters are smart enough to know better.
Interesting take. I know there's a lot of efforts to create the habitat so that there's more of them. I think here's a question. I don't know if everybody asked, but what is the redeeming value of a sage grouse? You know, why is it? In other words, if it is an endangered species and ultimately ceased to exist, what would be the downside of that? Okay, that's what I always, in other words, I'm not advocating that. I think, a lot of the habitat efforts are there, but I think a lot of the habitat efforts are there because people say, well, if we don't reverse this trend, it is going to be on the endangered species list, and then you will have direct impacts to agriculture where you're going to affect the livelihood of people, the ability to feed people because of a sage grouse. And I always want to back up to the initial question, saying, okay, the problem, as you define it, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, is the declining population of the sage grouse. Well, if it declines to zero, what's the impact? Give me the list of the plus and minuses of that happening, They better equate to, a need for some major disruption to the ability to feed the world and for people to use their land, their private property, to make a living. That's the one debate I always think is missing. So I'm looking forward to that conversation today on the program as well. It doesn't make a lot of sense. By the way, we also have... debate cranking up on our Facebook page on the gas tax. Spent a little time yesterday about this. Somebody called from Cathay, North Dakota, as I recall, and said, hey, are you watching? Because the price of everything is going to go up if these guys get their way and pass this increase 6 cents per year over 2 years to get to 12 cents of higher gas tax. Pat says, maybe they should quit wasting transportation tax dollars and building empty tutu trains and bike trails. The priorities are screwed up. Thomas says, so we as a nation can give free cell phones to people, give away free internet service to some, reduce student loans to some because it's a burden on them, but we can't maintain our infrastructure? Way to go, Washington. Susan says, how about take the funding out of the waste and fraud section of the government? We can't afford gas prices as it is. Robert says, instead of sending more money to D.C., for them to waste and squander, maybe we should ask them to stop the waste and squander first. It'll be just another slush fund. No trust of the IRS, of D.C., the VA, or the White House, all corrupt and stealing our tax dollars for special interests of the people. No wonder the White House came out against us today. Bipartisan Senate proposal is pushing it. Appreciate the comments. That debate on marriage next. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hound here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice at the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck to Mandan to Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennen, and we don't often do debates where we have both sides of a particular issue on the program, but when we do it about issues we think are ones that are going to be discussed and debated, and maybe give you both perspectives and give you an opportunity to hear both sides and make a decision on a particular issue. North Dakota's in the national spotlight for a lot of reasons these days. A few I just went through a laundry list of things related to the economy. And energy production, certainly, and population growth and everything else. But found ourselves earlier this month in the news for another reason, and that is the last state in the country that is having a challenge to the constitutional prohibition on same-sex marriage. That's something that is enshrined in the Constitution as voted on by North Dakota's population a few years ago. And now seven couples have filed a federal lawsuit to challenge that, and that makes us the last state in the country with a ban. All the other states have lawsuits in the works. North Dakota is the last one right now. I think there's 31 states that have similar legislation or constitutional protections, and so that's being some of those have been overturned in the U.S. Supreme Court as part of that. Wisconsin, I guess, is the latest there. So for two perspectives on this, we're joined today by Tom Fryer. Tom heads up an organization called the North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you here. And Barry Nelson is here. Barry chairs the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition. Barry, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
All right. Tom, quick history, first of all, on what is being challenged here. Obviously, you were part of the debate and discussion amongst the North Dakotans who made this change to our Constitution, something doesn't happen lightly. What does it say? What's being challenged?
Well, the North Dakota, in 2004, this measure was voted on by the people of North Dakota by a constitutional measure, and it placed in our Constitution that marriage would be between a man and a woman, and that definition is very important because I think it reflects what the state had in mind up to then and since then as well. And really what that is one man, one woman. That's men and women being what we feel distinct and unique and complementary to each other. Really two halves of humanity coming together as one and as husband and wife. And then if they choose and are able to become a mother and a father and have children, and then those children go on, as we all know, to grow up and they might possibly have children as well. So the cycle is really carried out through the procreation of children, all combined in what we know of as marriage today.
So this sounds to me like really what we're debating is how marriage ought to be defined. Barry, would you agree that what's challenged here is how do you define marriage? Because you take exception with that definition that Tom just laid out that's in our Constitution right now?
Yeah, I think that would be the position of the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition, and appears to be the position of most courts that have heard these challenges. So, yes, I would agree with that.
So let's start there. How should marriage be defined? You disagree with how Tom just described it, which the Constitution supports. What's your definition of marriage?
Well, the fact that there's a legal challenge in North Dakota, it demonstrates that there are North Dakota couples and families that are seeking to be recognized so that they can have the same rights and responsibilities of their heterosexual family and friends. I guess the definition then would be expanded that there would be that marriage would occur between two consenting adults. And I think it's very important to clarify because sometimes that goes down a trail of discussing where this could lead. But right now the discussion is two consenting adults that would be interested in entering into a committed relationship that is sanctioned by the government and has provided rights and responsibilities that has been afforded to heterosexual couples up to this point.
Is it possible to get what you seek in the way of, you know, the recognition of the legal rights or anything else without a redefinition of what marriage is?
Well, I guess, you know, and that might be a matter of semantics. I understand the importance of marriage in some religious circles, the word marriage and what that implies. And I think that it needs to be clarified that this marriage up to this point is on two levels. There is the government-sanctioned marriage. I mean, people can go to the Justice of the Peace and get married, and the government, without any kind of religious recognition, recognizes that marriage as a legal bond. And then there's the religious aspect, which the government has also recognized that marriage is done through religious organizations, through churches, also has legal standing. And so there's those two kinds of things. I don't think that a government ruling on what is and what is not marriage affects at all what a religious person or a church's definition of marriage would be. They would continue to define it, and I'm sure we'll have discussions in defining this going forward. So going back to your question, do we call it something else with the same rights and responsibilities? I suppose that would be better than what it is today. But I think to get beyond the fact that there is a truly under the government one form of two people coming together and recognizing that bond.
Tom, what about from your perspective? I mean, do you see that the crux of this debate of ultimately how we define marriage?
Yeah, I think that's the issue that we have before us. If we're going to replace something, a definition, a standard, we have to know what we're going to replace it with. And I wouldn't take too lightly, what could come about because of this. For instance, if consenting adults who are in a loving relationship can come together in what we know of marriage as today, then I'm assuming that those same consenting adults feel they're being discriminated against, that they can't have those rights, as Barry just mentioned. But I also do not see how, if that were to become the law in the land or the law in North Dakota, that others who have a different view than what that definition is could not try the same sort of discrimination. We know that today it's popular to talk about polygamy, but we also know that across the country today there are many who are seeking polyamorous situations where you have two men and a woman, or two women and a man, or three men, that would have the same ability to cry discrimination, saying, if we are consenting adults in a loving relationship, then why could we not enter into legal marriage as well? And I think that's a very serious point to consider as we are looking at redefining marriage today.
Our telephone numbers, by the way, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails are welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also have a Facebook question on this as well. Tom, do you expect North Dakota to be different than some of the other states? Given that some of these challenges have been successful in other states, how do you see North Dakota faring? Do you see it different? Explain your take on the legal challenge of this?
You know, Scott, I don't know. I would hope it would be. I would hope that there would be consideration for what we know of the definition today, the 73% vote, the 60,000-plus people who signed a petition. I would hope there would be consideration given to the importance of marriage as we know it today in relation to children. We know that every child has a mom and a dad. And it is so important that we have a mom and a dad in a home with a redefinition. Then we need to wonder how that's going to work. If in fact two dads in a home are okay, or two moms in a home are okay, one of each, how does that affect to the children that are growing up today in relationship to what we have known over the past many years, centuries actually, whereby the norm has been considered a mother and a father in a home for that child, and the importance of that mother and the father in that home. So I don't know how the case is going to turn out. I do know that no matter how this case turns out, this issue is going to be debated for, I would say, a long time. The Supreme Court really told us that in the decision just about a year ago, in stating that here's what we're going to do, and they really didn't put in place a right to gay marriage or same-sex marriage. They left it up to the states, really, and California took advantage of that in their system to provide for same-sex marriage. But they really said, you know, the courts will do what they will do if you allow them to do what they want to do. And that's what's been happening over the last few months here. And I think the people are the folks that really need to stand up and say, you know, we know what marriage is, and now we need to convey that to our elected officials and even those in the court system in the cases that are before us.
Barry, what will the argument to the court be? I mean, as Tom pointed out, the Supreme Court is the one that's going to determine whether this is constitutional or not. What's the case to them, in your view, that it's not?
Well, I have to qualify myself. I'm not an attorney. I'm a social worker. So, and not as an apology. But I imagine, I mean, it appears that the challenges that have been heard so far have been basically looking at, equality in terms of if you are an adult in this country. And, I think a distinction to make, I'm going to go back to Tom's earlier point about, other situations kind of getting under the tent in terms of being defined as marriage. I think one thing that's really unique here is, and I recognize some quarters, they still debate this, but it is, I think it's pretty substantive that people are born either heterosexual or homosexual. Some of these other variations would be more of a choice situation, but this is basically who people are, and it's recognizing that and saying everyone has a right to be in a committed, legally sanctioned relationship. And I believe that is what is being, how it's being turned on, is looking at that and saying, is this in fact equality as it now is? And the courts are saying, no, it's not. It's determining that a status of this person here who chooses to be in want to be in a heterosexual marriage, and this person who wants to be in a same-sex relationship are different under the law, and that's unconstitutional. I think it's unique in that Wisconsin's law, which was just overturned this past week, is almost exactly the same law that was passed in North Dakota. So we can take some cues from how these challenges have been played out in court.
All right. We have a number of calls that have questions and comments for you. John in Fargo, Dale in Bismarck, John in Minetta. So we're going to get to each of you for our guests. We do have to take a quick break, and we'll come back. A debate on the legal challenge, last in the country now to be challenged, the last constitutional protection of marriages between one man and one woman being challenged in North Dakota. And our guests are debating it. Your calls for them when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
North Dakota's definition of marriage as enshrined in the Constitution by North Dakota voters by an overwhelming majority. Is it time for a change? Will that challenge be successful? Debating both sides of what the law should be, what the Constitution should read with our guests and some calls waiting. We'll get to those in just a second. On Tuesdays, we're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I encourage you to check out their website, ndfb.org. And many resources there, but my favorite is the benefit memberships that are available. And just take a look around the website and all the ways you can save money. About $50 a year to be a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and the benefits are many. Just one example, you buy a pickup made by a General Motors, a product, a Chevy pickup, a GMC pickup, $500. And, if you buy a lot of pickups, you get a lot of $500 discounts just for being a North Dakota Farm Bureau member. Well, do the math. That makes some good sense. NDFB.org. We also answer your questions on why farmers do what they do, and A question that came in was, why do farmers work off the farm? I don't get why farmers work off the farm. Aren't they farmers? So we said, hey, Dana from Enderlin, who farms, answer that question for our audience. And here he is.
A variety of factors can determine whether a farmer and a spouse are employed off the farm. Many times the financial aspect takes the spotlight. An off-farm job can provide a steady income stream throughout the year when farm income is not consistent. Some farmers may work an off-farm job during the winter months when they have extra time to create additional cash flow. An off-farm job may also provide insurance and benefits. These expenses would otherwise come directly out of the farmer's pocket. However, a farmer and a spouse may choose to work together on the farm if there is a need for additional skilled labor and it fits best with their schedule. Farming can be a demanding but rewarding career. Ultimately, the decision whether or not a farmer and a spouse are employed off the farm is determined by what is best for their family and operations.
Dana, thank you. Dana farms with her family near Enderlin. Appreciate that update. For more, ndfb.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Love your questions on why farmers do what they do. Let's get to the phones here. John Fargo's first for our guests. Go ahead, John, your question or comment. John, are
you
there?
Hey there, guys. How are you doing?
You bet. Good. Go ahead.
Are you there?
We are. We hear you loud
okay,
and clear.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that. Thanks for the opportunity to call in. I don't even know where to start. I wish I had about a half hour here to pick Barry's brain, and I'm going to be respectful and everything, but I've never heard a more inconsistent argument in my entire life. It's got holes all over it, but I think we'll just tackle one component of it, and that is the born that way argument. I guess you could use that for basically any proclivity that one might have that's inexplicable. I don't know. I don't understand why I don't like tomatoes, but I guess I was born that way. What I'm not aware of, however, is the study that actually proves that by doctors who take 100 newborn infants and they genetically determine which 3% is the standard number for the percentage of people who are homosexual, and do a double-blind study, tell us which 3 will grow up to become homosexual. And then later in life, we find out that they're right. I'm not aware of that study, I guess, but maybe Barry is. So I appreciate it if you could fill us in.
You're wanting an answer to that. You know,
why?
I guess from the beginning of time, there have been heterosexual individuals and homosexual individuals. And I think that we have moved beyond that. When you have the American Medical Association, the Psychiatric Association, all the associations basically saying this is it's a state of being, is not a condition that is either chosen or comes later. So I think the reality is that there are people that are on both sides of this, and that's just the reality that we are dealing with.
So there is no study that actually proves it. It's just your opinion, and I'm a bigot if I don't adopt that opinion.
No, I'm not saying any of that.
But it's not proven.
You know, I'm not going to have this conversation because I don't know what your point is. You're saying that, what are you saying, that people who are homosexual are not homosexual, or people who are heterosexual are not heterosexual?
I'm saying that we don't know, and we shouldn't craft laws presuming that we do know on the basis that I'm born this way. Well, maybe I'm born to have intercourse with 400 women. Maybe that's how I really feel. Should we create laws that makes it possible for me to marry 400 women? This is just it. You're very selectively discriminating against some groups to the benefit of a specific group that you're targeting.
John,
you're saying, no, you can't marry 4 people, but I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No, I think we got the gist of the disagreement between the two of you. Appreciate the comment. We're going to go next to Dale and Bismarck. Dale, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead for our guests.
Hi there. To start off with, I'd like to say that up until about 100 years ago, the institution of marriage was a function of religion, of the church. And then the state, and I use state in a broad sense, that government came along and hijacked it. The government has no business being in the institution of marriage. 'Cause they just don't.
All right, let's
religious function.
All right, Tom, what about that?
Okay, yeah, no, churches of today and Christianity and other faiths do have an interest in it, but what I will share in that regard is that over the past, more than just centuries, over the past centuries, Christian faiths, Muslim faiths, Jewish, Greek thinkers and Roman philosophers, and they all understood the nature of having a man and a woman come together for the purpose of procreation.
Hey, Tom, do me a favor. Hold that thought. Tom, just hold tight. We'll give you a chance to answer more of the question on the other side of the break. Dale, hold tight for your answer. Other calls waiting, too. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.